Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You know, when you see the footage yourself, it's going to give you an understanding of what was there and what occurred that day, because we're currently only depending upon really partisan descriptions of what happens. Now the American people can see.
House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner of Ohio calls the release of 40,000 hours of video from the January 6th Capitol attack an important step for the truth. Speaker Mike Johnson ordered the video be gradually posted on a House website, despite objections from Capitol Police that it could pose a security risk. Turner, a Republican, says lawmakers from both parties have cherry-picked the footage. His comment came when asked about Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia calling the attack an inside job by the Capitol Police themselves. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck says if his fellow Republicans want to solve America's problems, they have to face some unpleasant truths.
Everyone who makes the argument that January 6th was, an unguided tour of the Capitol is lying to America.
Back from Thanksgiving, lawmakers are debating President Joe Biden's $100 billion Israel and Ukraine aid package. Speaker Johnson says he's confident Congress can get to a deal on it, but funds for Ukraine must come with changes to border policy.
I think most of our Senate colleagues recognize that those two things need to move together because we owe that to the American people. That's what they're demanding that we do.
Johnson's plan to pay for just aid to Israel by cutting the IRS died in the Senate. Hardline Republicans still want budget cuts to offset the Ukraine funds, and Vermont progressive Bernie Sanders says aid for Israel should demand steps to stop the fighting. Qatar says the 2 days added to the hostage release ceasefire negotiated with Israel and Hamas could be extended again. The Biden administration says it'll press for the ceasefire to continue until all the hostages are home. And Biden repeated his call for a two-state solution as a full end to the conflict. 7 weeks before the Iowa caucuses, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the Republican candidates need to face how bad former President Donald Trump is for the country and the party. He charges Trump with whipping up hate and anti-Semitism.
Intolerance towards anyone encourages intolerance towards everyone. And that's exactly what's going on here.
Meanwhile, Trump's lawyers are urging a New York appeals court to extend a pause in the gag order against him in his civil trial. They say the hundreds of threats made to the presiding judge and his law clerk don't justify limiting Trump's First Amendment. The New Mexico Supreme Court has unanimously upheld the state's congressional map for next year's election. State Republicans had sued, arguing the map was a Democratic gerrymander. And a 3-week strike in Portland, Oregon has ended following a tentative agreement between the teachers' union and the school district. Portland Association of Teachers President Angela Bonilla says it includes wins on class size, teachers' pay, and mental health support for students.
We all came together, we stuck together, and that's what made this possible.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.